Harper Audio presents Evil Without a Face by Jordan Dane. Performed by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. Talkeetna, Alaska, mid-June. 17-year-old Nikki Archer knelt on the floor inside her dark closet, rolling another t-shirt to stuff into a canvas duffel bag, her hands shaking. She'd drawn the thick drapes of her bedroom to block the enduring daylight common this time of year and chose to work by a meager light. The darkened space gave her the illusion of privacy and the solitude she desperately needed. Still, she strained to listen for the familiar creak outside her bedroom door, an early warning signal she had unwanted company. The closet door stood open a narrow crack. She needed the light, but in case her mom came looking for her, the partially closed door would give her time to react and hide what she was doing. She worked until she couldn't take the shakes anymore. The dim light from a distant lamp on her nightstand seeped in to find her. Its pale glow cast a steady, luminous ribbon across her arms. The reality of her intentions had closed in, seizing Nikki with a rush of guilt. And she stopped and clutched the handle of the duffel to steady her trembling fingers. But it wasn't enough. Perspiration beaded on her forehead and upper lip. Feeling lightheaded, she found a corner at the back of her closet and cowered deep into its shadows. In the cramped space, her heartbeat echoed and her breathing filled her ears, muffling everything except the nagging doubts that had surfaced again. Part of her wanted to stay put, burrowed into her clothes and mementos with the faint scent of her favorite perfume in the air. But she had made up her mind more than a week ago, and the final details would be worked out tonight. This time, she had a plan. She had somewhere to be, and she knew her mother would never understand. Her computer sounded a ping. With the noise, her heart leapt. She knew who it would be. She shoved out of the corner and rose to her feet. After doing her best to hide the duffel, she slowly headed for her computer, closing the closet door behind her. Her eyes fixed on the monitor across the room. When she got close enough, she recognized the instant messenger name on the screen. Snow Maiden. Her friend, Ivana Niskova, from Chicago, was of Russian descent and loved the bittersweet tale of the Snow Maiden. In the story Ivana told her, the 15-year-old maiden in the popular Russian fable was the daughter of Spring Beauty and Grandfather Frost. As the maiden grew, she yearned for the companionship of humans in a nearby village, particularly a young shepherd boy. But her heart was incapable of affection. Her mother eventually took pity on her and gave her the ability to love. But as soon as she did, the maiden's heart warmed and she melted. Love and her yearning for something more had destroyed her. A sad story, but in her own house, Nikki knew this never would have happened. Her mom and pity were complete strangers. Yet she could identify with the maiden's wish for more than she had. Snow Maiden. You there? Until she moved the cursor, the chat box blinked its bluish light into the murky room and onto her sweater as she sat at her desk. Nikki knew the conversation they'd have next would set wheels in motion. She took a deep breath, but before she answered, her eyes found a framed photo next to her monitor, shoved to the back of her desktop. She reached for it and wiped a thin layer of dust from the glass with her fingers. A remembrance of her 13th birthday, the day she officially became a teenager. On a bright, perfect day, she grinned and squinted in front of the moose nugget. The sun had made a rare appearance, making her feel even more special. Her mother had an arm around her shoulders, and Uncle Peyton held up two fingers behind her head with his signature goofy smirk on his face. He always made her smile, even now, even with everything as it was. Her family. All she had left, anyway. But her grin faded when she touched the glass, running a finger down the face of her mother. They started fighting for real that year, and it hadn't let up since. Her mom instigated most of their yelling matches with her ridiculous and smothering rules. Nikki clenched her jaw, the rage still fresh from their last argument. A friend had given her a belly ring that she proudly displayed once too often. With small-town gossip, word had gotten back home and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?